Ah, Baba, good morning.
Good morning, Suraya. How are you?
I'm fine, Baba. Is your groundnut farm ready for harvest?
Yes, that is why I'm harvesting. Can't you see how the leaves are becoming yellow and some are falling off? These are signs of maturity of the groundnut.
Baba, you always amaze me. But why are you wasting your time turning the groundnut upside down after lifting from the soil?
Hey, Suraya. Did you stop attending our farmer field school training to learn about harvesting practices that will reduce aflatoxin contamination?
Oh, Baba. So this is part of good harvesting practices that should be done to prevent aflatoxin contamination? In fact, I missed this part because I traveled last week.
Yes, it is part of good harvesting practices. You need to shake the vines to ensure that sand or clay that clings on the vines fall off.
Why should we bother ourselves with shaking off the soil?
It is important to shake off the soil and turn up the vines in order to ensure faster drying and also prevent mold growth. This will prevent the possibility of aflatoxin contamination. So, you hold the vines with the nuts towards the ground and shake off sand clinched to the nuts.
I observed that if you don't shake off the soil within 3 days, mold grows on the nuts.
Not only do that, when you uproot the groundnuts, don't heap them because that makes it easier for mold to grow on the pots, especially when it rains within the heaping period.
Oh, Baba, this reminded me about what happened to my groundnut last year. When the groundnut was uprooted, women heaped the groundnut for plucking. But it rained heavily for 2 days. We could not go to pick it. By the third day, when we plucked it, it started germinating and most of the groundnuts grew moldy.
You see? So you understand then. Instead, you could heap quantities that you are sure you can pluck in a day and leave the rest spread out on the field. Or you could be plucking during lifting. Yes, that is so. The other information you should know is that after harvesting, you need to dry your produce as soon as possible within 48 hours. Dry your groundnuts on a tarpaulin, polythene sheets, cemented ground, a raised structure or any local material such as woven thatch so that the groundnut does not get in direct contact with soil. Do not dry diseased or infected produce with healthy ones.
Okay. I have a big tarpaulin that we use to dry things. Can I use it to dry my groundnuts when I harvest it?
Yes, my daughter. Try and use it, as it is one of the surest ways to dry groundnut properly and faster. This will ensure proper drying and reduce the chance of mold growth.
Really? Baba, so how do I know that my groundnut is properly dried?
That is a very good question. There are several practical ways to tell if your groundnut is dry. 1. Fetch some of the groundnut into your hands and shake to hear the rattle sound of the seeds inside the pots. 2. Place a nut in between your two teeth and bite. If the nut remains fixed to the teeth, then it is not dry enough to be stored. On the other hand, if it breaks, it might be considered dry. 3. Sun dry to a moisture content below 13%.
Okay. I see.
Yes. It is therefore good you do the following during harvesting. Lift groundnut and shake off soil that clings to the vines. Turn vines upside down to ensure pots exposure to sunlight. Don't heap bunches. After plucking, dry groundnut well on a tarpaulin or woven material to prevent contact with soil. Dry groundnut well before storage.
Okay, I will try all these practices when I start harvesting my groundnuts next month.
Yes, that's good. It is very important that you and other groundnut farmers practice these easy steps and you will be able to prevent aflatoxin and other mycotoxins from contaminating your groundnuts. This program is made possible by USAID from the American people through the Spring Project. It is produced in collaboration with Ministry of Food and Agriculture, MOFA.